there's a very important dynamic that you need to understand about why vaccines are being mandated in workplaces by the Biden regime. These workplaces include critical infrastructure locations, such as first responders, you know, fire departments, power grid operators, nuclear power plant workers, and so on. It's, I don't know how to even explain this. They're trying to kill the people that run the critical infrastructure so that the infrastructure collapses and there is anarchy, which would justify martial law and the deployment of the military. Okay? So this is the reason behind mandatory vaccines at workplaces. They know, when I say they, I mean the globalist puppet masters who are running Biden and, you know, other they're running Justin Trudeau and so on. They know they need medical martial law. They need military deployment. And in order to get that, they need to cause total anarchy and chaos like we're seeing in South Africa. Through that, then they can achieve their gun confiscation and door-to-door mandatory vaccines, and they can achieve the extermination levels that they're targeting. Remember, they want to kill, ultimately, they want to kill more than 6 billion people across the planet. I don't think they're going to succeed at that level, but I would not be surprised if they kill a billion, which is still a significant percentage of the population. What is that, like close to 15% or something of the current human population? I don't have the exact number. In the United States, they're going to kill at least tens of millions, is my prediction. But in the process of doing that, they're going to take down critical infrastructure, which includes the power grid, food transportation and distribution hubs. They're going to take down first responders, local police, and just about everything they can. Just think about what powers a typical city: food, water, electricity, and telecommunications. Well, what happens when you don't have those things? Well, the city collapses, and then you have anarchy, and then you have justification for military deployment. And then from that, you have gun confiscation, forced vaccines, forced FEMA camp roundups, you know, COVID death camps, the whole deal. That's their goal. So they need anarchy in order to get that done, and mandatory vaccines in the workplaces, that's how they achieve the anarchy. Because it begs the question, how do you operate wherever you are? Or how does any person operate when the power grid's down? You know, how do you have a community, even a small rural community, how does it function when the water plant doesn't function and the sewage plant doesn't function and the power grid is down and there's a local nuclear power plant maybe 50 miles out of town that is about to go into criticality? You know, we're about to have a nuclear meltdown, you see. And you've got looting zombie mobs that are fleeing the cities. And you've got a financial collapse. And you've got martial law declared, troops on the streets, highway checkpoints, a fiat currency collapse. You got food rationing, if there's food at all. And you got crazy, probably left-wing looters that are burning down everything in sight, just like they're doing in South Africa, just burning the infrastructure, burning trucks, burning, you know, buildings, burning grocery stores, distribution centers, burning electric power companies, and so on. How do you function? And the answer is, you don't. You head into a failed state scenario, and you go into a bunker survival scenario. And so, as I've repeatedly warned people over and over again on this, the way to survive this is to have food stockpiles and to have the ability to live when the grid is down. Have emergency backup water and a gravity water filter so you can filter water that you might be harvesting from a local stream or from, you know, a bathtub or even a toilet bowl or something. Wherever you can get water, you need to filter it. And you need to have food and you need to have self-defense, which means you need firearms, which means you need ammo. And one of the things happening in South Africa right now is they're running out of ammo. People didn't have enough. The cops didn't have enough. Who knows if the military is going to have enough. When things go bad, it turns out you need a boatload of ammo. And most people don't have enough. I know people who think they've got oh, I've got 50 rounds of 9mm. That should be enough, right? Like, enough for what? What are you imagining that's only going to take 50 rounds? Like, one guy breaking into your house? I mean, that's, you could go through 50 rounds in that scenario, depending on how it goes down. I mean, we're talking about a human wave of violent looters. We're talking about a zombie apocalypse here. 50 rounds, you should be carrying more than that on your, you know, on your loadout, just on your person. You should have more than 50 rounds, for God's sake. And that's just your backup pistol rounds. You should have hundreds of rounds of your rifle rounds on your chest rig, plus the pistol rounds. I mean, what are people thinking? Now, the mad rush to push everybody into these vaccines is taking place because they know there's a limited window of time here before people come to their senses and come to realize that everybody who's vaccinated is dying. Or maybe more accurately stated, everybody who's dying has been vaccinated. Okay, so not every person who's vaccinated is going to die, but for the most part, almost everybody dying over the next few years is going to be somebody who was vaccinated. And the vaccine is the pandemic, you know. It doesn't work against the variants. So the variants are going to be killing the vaccinated people. Now, when this becomes common knowledge and people realize, hey, we're being exterminated here, then everything's going to change. At that point, the government will lose the cooperation of most people and the door-to-door volunteers and so on. At that point, everybody realizes, oh, it's a total war on humanity. You know, there's only one option, which is to fight back for human survival here. But that day, it may take a while for that day to come. That might happen. I mean, it could happen in 2021. Might take till 2022. I don't know. The media is going to cover this up as long as they can, and big tech's going to censor it as long as they can. But at some point, they can't cover it up anymore, and the people realize they are being sacrificed like sheeple, which most of them are. They're being slaughtered, and there's going to be a major backlash against that. I don't know at what point that happens. Is it 10 million Americans dead from the vaccines, or 20 million, 50 million, 100 million? I don't know. A lot of people are pretty slow to arrive at the party, you know? A lot of people almost enjoy being enslaved for some reason, so they're going to be the first to go. But eventually, they won't be able to just push vaccines on people, and humanity will be fighting back. They, the globalists, just want to exterminate the maximum number before that day comes so that there are the fewest number of human beings alive at that point. And by the way, one of the things that happens at that point is they launch the automated anti-personnel drones with thermal cameras and explosive charges, the kamikaze thermal scanning drones that just go out and try to kill as many humans as possible. I don't have time to get into that right now. I'll cover that in another podcast, but they have drone armies ready to go with explosives and thermal cameras, and those are going to be released in many areas, so they don't even need to come at you with, you know, soldiers or goon squads. They'll just come at you with their kamikaze drones. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to your dystopian nightmare. It's here. All right. So stay informed. Stay tuned. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and listen to my podcasts each day at brighteon.com. We're going to stay online as long as we can. And if you can hear this message, you are the resistance. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.